from the Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
It is a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin here. A lot going on today, and I'm very excited to have this gentleman on the show because, you know, we have not talked to Florida DeLine in a long time, right?
Long time.
Now, they were supposed to be on the Kenny Tour. We all know that. They were not on the Kenny Tour because they were having some, you know, intergroup things. If you look back at the history of any band, that happens.
Right.
You know, but they've been so successful, and they are kind of both trying out new things when it comes to, you know, solo projects and whatnot. I want to talk to Brian Kelly today. He's going to be at the Dallas Bowl, as you know, on Friday. Mm-hmm. Going to be a great show. He is the Florida half of the Florida Georgia Line, so we're going to talk to him. And to be honest with you, I don't feel like we'd be doing our job if we didn't ask him about what's going on with FGL, because there's so many, obviously, fans of them. And, you know, respectfully, want to ask him about that and see kind of where they're at.
I think that's a good idea, mm-hmm. and hopefully he'll give us some straight-up answers.
So. Yeah, I think he knows as well enough that we're not being malicious by any means, but, you know, people want to know, what's the deal with you guys? Are you guys on good terms? Are you not on good terms? So,
well, and we know that they are, because they're still playing together. They just recently did a show a couple of weeks ago, and they've got another one booked, I think, in another month. So they're still playing together. They're just not touring together right now, and they're just kind of just doing their own thing for right now, making their own kind of style of music. So
my rebuttal to that, and not a disagreement with that, would be, were those scheduled under contract before all this went down? That's the only thing I'm thinking about. But a good point, and we'll talk to him and see how he's feeling about everything, but also about his solo project, because I know he's very passionate about it, and he's going to be very excited to be at the Dallas Bowl on Friday. All right, I will say this, too. Miranda Lambert going to be here on Friday as well. It's going to be a busy weekend. We are playing a little game, and it's called, if you want to go, you got to know the show. So we had Stacey yesterday who won tickets to Miranda Lambert. Lana mentioned this yesterday, and I almost forgot. Four tickets, not just a pair.
Yeah, four tickets.
Four tickets to Miranda Lambert. So that'll be a great night out for you with the family, or girls' night, or guys' night, whatever you want to do. We'll give you those tickets. A little Big Town going to be there as well. They're amazing. So four tickets to that. That's coming up at 8:25 when we play our game. We'll explain it all for you, so we'll get it. And Lana, I would say that we've got a lot of cash to give away, and even a chance at some more cash.
Yeah, I know, that's right. $500, and you have a chance to win seven times each weekday. So make sure you're listening, because JR's going to give you the keyword coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. I mean, I don't know about you, but I could use an extra $500 right now. I mean, there's so many things that I need, and I need to fix and need to buy. I mean, with summer coming up with the kids, you got all those summer programs you got to pay for, and all that kind of fun stuff. So, yeah, I could use $500.
Well, explain the $10,000 option, too.
Well, now, we love it when you text in to the 45911 number, but if you put it in online or if you put it on the app, you've got a chance at winning $10,000. I mean, can you imagine $10,000 richer right now?
So just to clarify, when I gave the word, if it was dog or whatever, right?
Okay.
Which it's not. If I gave the word dog, and I went on the app, and I, instead of texting it 45911, I entered it on there.
Yep.
Or if I went on 995qyk.com,
enter it on there.
That's what qualifies me for the 10 grand, correct?
Absolutely. Okay. So do that so you can increase your chances of winning more money.
But again, if you're somewhere where you can only text, definitely do that still.
Yes.
All right. So 45911.
Still $500.
Yeah, exactly. Be ready for that. All right. Let's get the day going. Kevin, you good?
I'm great.
Lonnie, you good?
I'm great.
Let's do it. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. What in the world are you doing up right now? We want to know. Hit us up. Yes, you. What are you doing up? It's QIK. All right. Jennifer's in Lutz. Jennifer, what in the world are you doing up right now?
I am actually on my way to my last clinical site for nursing school.
For nursing school?
Yep, it's my last day for clinical site.
Yay! Congratulations.
What a great week, because it's Nurses Appreciation Week as well. So good timing on your part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Aww.
So where are you? Do you have a job lined up after this?
Right now I'm lined up over at Trinity Hospital. So we're hoping to go into ICU over there, but we'll see.
Well, I know it's a ton of work to get where you're at. It's an amazing career. I got to say, I admire it so much because I know it takes a lot of work, and you guys are there helping out a lot of people and saving lives, and so we appreciate you so much. And Jennifer, go crush it today, okay?
Yeah, good luck.
Thanks so much. I need it.
And you got this.
You got it.
All right.
Thanks, bye-bye. Guys. Bye.
All right, coming up next, Brian Kelly of FGL going to be at the Dallas Bowl on Friday. We got to get you into this. We're going to play Secret Celebrity next on 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. All right, set your alarms. 8 o'clock, $500 for you. A lot of things you can spend money on because I know the prices of everything has gone up. So a little extra cash would be great for you. So 8 o'clock, I will give you a keyword worth $500. But right now, we're playing Secret Celebrity.
And this Friday night, going to be a big show at the Dallas Bowl. BK from Florida Georgia Line is going to be playing some of his solo stuff. I'm sure he's going to be doing some FGL stuff. And you could have two tickets if you tell us who this Secret Celebrity is.
It's a beautiful day.
Well, the lead singer is from Dublin, Ireland. He turns 62 years old and still doing it. So this guy is an absolute amazing performer. And he was the original guy to wear sunglasses on stage. It was not Eric Church. Mm-hmm. It was this guy. So he crushes it every single time he's on stage.
His real name is Paul Hewson, but that has nothing to do with what you and I know him by.
That is true.
Yeah.
And he's even better than the real thing. I don't know what that means. It just was a play on words, and I thought it was funny.
It was hilarious, especially when you said, I don't know what that means.
I don't. I mean, because, you know, we're talking about this guy. I mean, he is the real thing. But he's even better than that.
Keep going.
I don't know.
All right, so we do not want the band name, even though that will help you. We want the lead singer's name, who is very, very famous, goes by one name. So who could it be? 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Ed and Oldsmar playing Secret Celebrity with us right now on 99.5 QYK. Very famous guy in a very famous band. It's our Secret Celebrity. Who is our Secret Celebrity?
It's a beautiful day.
Bono.
Yes.
And the reason we are doing Bono today is he is 62 years old and still doing it.
Wonderful.
Yeah. You happy for him?
Yeah, sure.
little fun fact for you guys. He was nicknamed Bono Fox by one of his friends, and he didn't really like it. But then he heard that it translated to good voice. So he's like, you know what? I like that. But he just went as Bono since the late 1970s. So there you go. That's why they call him Bono.
There you go.
Good voice. Fun fact.
Hey, Ed, good news. You got plans Friday night. You're going to go see Brian Kelly at the Dallas Bowl. This is kind of cool because it's one of his first ventures going out solo since Florida Georgia Line. But he'll be there Friday night. We're going to put you on the list, and you will be in.
Awesome. Yeah, my brother actually just saw him up by the panhandle. Said it was awesome.
Oh, cool. Well, there you go. Your endorsement from Ed and Oldsmar. All right, Ed, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get you all hooked up, bud.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right, you got it, man. Hang on. All right. Coming up next, we have our QYK Family Matters. My heart goes out to this mom. I'm going to read this letter to you, and we're going to need your help, QYK Family.
I got it. Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. All right, got a letter from somebody from our QYK Family Matters and QYK Family. We read it, and then we look for your help on this because everybody's going through things, and we'd like to do it going together. All right, so going through it together, I should say. All right. Here is our letter. Hey, guys, love your show and so glad you guys do QYK Family Matters. I really think it helps a lot of people. So my son is 8 and I'm a single parent who works 2 jobs to provide for him. I would do anything for my son and I've tried to raise him right, but his constant attitude, backtalk, disrespect, and just plain disregard for anyone who tries to tell him anything has become very worrisome to me. I thought it was only an issue at home, but turns out that he's like this at school. Now, he is only 8, and I'm hoping it's just a phase because I've tried everything I know of to correct it. But it makes me feel like I'm failing as a mother, and sometimes it brings me to tears on days it gets really bad. I know it's on me as his mother to correct this, but I definitely could use some help or advice as well if anyone is open to giving any. Love your show. Thanks so much, Christina and Seminole. First of all, that is tough because never want you to feel like a failure as a mom. And I think kids go through phases, but yeah, this is something that if you see it at home and then you hear about it going on outside of home, I could see how that'd be worrisome to Christina.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I feel bad because listening to her, I know she's a single mom and she's working a lot and doing everything that she can. But, you know, kids still talk back all the time when they're raised in good families and with mom and dad around and all that stuff, too. You know, I mean, I talked back to my parents when I was a little kid. I mean, I'm not going to deny that. And I had a good upbringing, you know, so it's not, she can't just blame herself for that. Yeah, kids talk back.
That's true. It happens. So, you know, I think this is a great thing that people, that people can weigh in on because she obviously is accepting responsibility for it. And I think she's being, you know, kind of hard on herself, too. So what do you got? What can you encourage her? Short of saying, you know, because there's a lot of child psychologists and whatnot that you can go to and anger management and all that stuff. But besides that, clinical stuff out of the way, what would your advice be just parent to parent? That's what I want to know. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Hit us up. Let's try to help out Christina this morning. All right, doing our QYK Family Matters right now. Got a letter from Christina in Seminole looking for some help with her son. Here's the situation. She is saying, hey, I'm trying everything right now with my 8-year-old. I'm a single parent. I work 2 jobs. I do anything for my son, but he has a constant attitude, back talk, the disrespect, and plain disregard for anyone who tries to tell him anything has become very worrisome to her, and now even more so now that she's hearing that he's doing this at school. She goes, hey, I know it's on me to make this correction, but I feel like I'm failing as a mom. It brings her to tears sometimes, and she was kind of looking for some advice.
Yeah, it's tough, man. I mean, being a mom and raising kids and making sure that they grow up, that's the hardest job, and it's not going to be perfect all the time.
No, not at all. We got Joe in Tampa. Joe, what are your thoughts?
I think that kid needs his butt whooped.
I knew that was coming. But besides that, what do you think?
I don't know, man. Maybe just try taking his stuff away.
Yeah, you know, little things at the house. Hey, if you act like this, you're gonna get this taken away. Yeah, you know, that was something that worked for me. That's for sure.
I'm a little older. My dad believed a good whooping would straighten anybody out for a little while.
Well, I may be a little younger than you, but my dad felt the same way.
Oh, yeah. My mom felt that way.
Yeah. Mine was always, wait till your dad gets home.
I got the wooden cooking spoon. Ouch.
Yeah, but you got it 3 times, right? You got it from the school, and then your mom, and then your dad.
Yep.
Well, Joe, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day, man.
Yeah, you too, man.
Goodbye. All right, Kim, thanks for hanging on. What are your thoughts on this?
My son is 39, okay. But when he was 5, I actually went and took a parenting class.
Oh, wow.
It was free to me. And the one important thing, the absolute one most important thing takeaway was to set consequences for behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the last caller was saying, too. You know, take away the iPad,
absolutely.
Take away the bike, take away those things that he loves.
You give them the choice to choose the correct behavior. You tell them the consequence. If you speak to me like that again, then X is going to happen. And you absolutely must follow through. Yeah. So don't make it some crazy thing you can't follow through on.
Yeah, you know, that's a great point, and I think a lot of parents would agree. It's all about the follow through because you can't make false,
absolutely,
you know, threats or false, like you said, things you can't follow through on. I think that's the biggest,
absolutely,
part is, hey, these consequences are real. This is going to happen. And I feel like when you were going to these parenting classes, did you feel kind of the same way Christina did? It's kind of hopeless. Like, man, am I failing as a mom? I mean, that's kind of, I feel bad for her when she said that.
I used to go home at night at the end of the day and literally sit in my room and cry because I'm so frustrated.
Aww.
I couldn't figure it out on my own. Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid to ask your community for help.
Right.
It takes a village.
It takes
a village.
Well, that's why we're so glad she wrote in to us and we get calls like yourself. And hopefully it will help Christina.
God bless.
Yeah.
God bless.
Well, you have a great day. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Good luck to her.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people will say, you know, needs a good old whooping, but not everybody does that anymore. It just is 2022. It just doesn't happen anymore if you agree with it or don't agree with it. You know, kids are being brought up in a different era. But I think the whole taking away things or the grounding or whatever, if you can follow through with it, that was a big deal. Unfortunately for me, but fortunately for my parents, they did follow through on all the consequences.
Yeah, but it is. It's hard as a parent because, you know, you get mad at them for doing something and then you're told them, all right, no iPads tonight. And then you're like, man, I got to get the dishes done. I got to get the laundry done. I need to get some things done. And you're like, I just need him to have his iPad for 30 minutes or
something. Occupy him or whatever, yeah.
You know, it's tough. It is tough.
But I like the fact of what Kim just said. It's like, hey, it's not afraid. Don't be afraid to get help. And I love the fact that Christina reached out to us. So
right.
Hopefully that helps her out. And Christina, the fact that you reached out, makes you a great mom, and looks, and you're trying to improve yourself, which I think is awesome. So good luck to you, and keep us updated. Coming up, your car line fun fact. Lana's got one for us. We'll do it in 6 minutes on 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, it's a call line.
Call line.
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
Woo! When's the last time you guys used some Listerine to get your mouth minty fresh?
Last night.
Listerine?
Yes.
Well, not only does it keep your mouth fresh, but it also cures dandruff. It's a surgical disinfectant. It can clean your floors. It's a hair tonic, and you can also use it as deodorant.
My goodness.
I have not been getting my money's worth out of that.
No kidding.
It's so gross. So then you put it in your mouth, rinse it around.
I don't think you do all that at the same time.
No, but
spit it in the air and then run underneath it type of thing.
Yeah, you could. I mean, you could literally be on your hands and knees cleaning your floors and then just, you know, go ahead and take a little bit and swish that in your mouth.
So you can gargle, scrub your head, and scrub your floors at the same time. There you go.
And wipe your pits. All right.
Lick your pits. Okay.
All right, I got one more. All right, anytime someone returns underwear to Victoria's Secrets, they have to shred it. Even if it still has the tags, they just can't take the chance that someone actually wore it. So they shred the underwear.
I would hope so. I mean, as a woman who I'm sure you've shopped there before, that
No, absolutely.
We're not shopping on the return rack over at Victoria's Secret.
All right, but Victoria's Secret does it, but what about all the other places that sell underwear?
I guess you should always buy your underwear at Victoria's Secret then. I mean, now that you know for sure.
There you go. That's your Caroline fun fact.
Oh, man, and they were fun. That's for sure. All right, very cool. Coming up, 7:15, second date update. Mm-hmm. Remember, 8 o'clock, keyword worth $500. And if you put it in on the app, you got a chance at $10,000. Mm-hmm. Think about what you're going to do with that money. We're less than an hour away.
Time now for Tampa Bay's Morning Cruise 7:15 second date update.
All right, we're going to have Brian Kelly of Florida Georgia Line on the show coming up at 7:40. But right now we have our 7:15 second date update with Aaron. Aaron's on the phone with us. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well, thanks.
All right, cool, man. Well, we want to hear about Laura.
Yeah, Laura and I hung out. We went to the Salty Lime, and we had a pretty great time. I thought she was, you know, just a super cool chick, laid back, you know, a lot like me. And we hung out, cracked a lot of jokes, you know, I was excited to set up another date. You know, we had been talking about setting up another date, and I just haven't been able to do that. She kind of went MIA on me.
When's the last time you guys spoke? Was it after the date or on the date?
We spoke a little bit after the date, because we were going to set up another one, and then it just kind of fizzled.
Well, if you think back to the date, I mean, there's got to be something that happened. Did you guys talk about anything you weren't supposed to talk about? I mean, you know the rules.
No, the date was great, you know, and I think she wouldn't have talked to me at all after that if that was the case.
You were dressed nice. You didn't smell. You paid for the bill. All those boxes are checked.
I smelled great. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And so you said you've tried to set up a second date. So you've thrown some ideas out there and just haven't got a commitment from her.
Yeah. Kind of went nowhere.
All right. Well, let's do this. Let's try to get a hold of Laura for you. Can you hang on?
Sure.
Awesome. Hang on. All right, remember, Brian Kelly going to be at the Dallas Bowl on Friday. We're going to have him on the show at 7:40. We want to talk to him about everything FGL, what's going on with him. But next, we're trying to get a hold of Laura. I just want to remind you, if you put that keyword in that I'm going to give you coming up at 8 o'clock, if you put it in on the app or 99.5QYK.com, you're also in to win $10,000. But you can also text it to 45911 for that $500. All right, we are trying to help out Aaron this morning on the 7:15 second date update. He went on a date with Laura. They had a good time. They went to the Salty Lime, and then afterwards, they actually were talking.
Yeah, they said they were going to go out on a second date, and I asked him all the basic questions. I mean, did you pay for the bill? Did you guys have any, you know, conversations you weren't supposed to? He's like, no, none of that stuff. I checked all my boxes, so he has no idea why she would not be calling him back.
All right, so we actually got a hold of her. Kevin's got her on hold right now, and I just kind of told her a little bit, so let's get her on the air right now. Laura, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Laura, did Kevin kind of tell you what we're calling you about?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
So we want to ask you about this date you went on with this guy, Aaron. What's going on with him? Like, he really wants to see you again. He thought things really went well for you guys.
Yeah, you know, he did. He had his chance with me, and then he canceled our date.
Wait, did you guys not go to the Salty Lime?
Oh, we went to the Salty Lime, but we planned to go out again. We made these plans, and then he canceled our date.
He canceled the second date.
Yeah, yes, we canceled our second date.
Okay,
we made plans to go out, but he canceled it because he said that he wanted to watch the Lightning game.
And?
Mm-hmm. Did he ask you to go watch it with him?
No, he didn't. He was going to go watch it with his friends, and so he, totally canceled me for a frigging hockey game. I don't know what the big deal was, and it was like, are you kidding me? A hockey game? You know, I carved out time for him in my schedule. I'm really busy. I have a really, crazy job. And it's like, we planned to go on this really great date. And then he's like, oh, calls me. And he's like, yeah, I can't go over to watch the hockey game with some friends. And I was like, the hockey game? I'm a big deal, and you can always record the game later and whatever. But he was like, just going to hang out with his friends. And, I honestly don't care about hockey. I don't like hockey.
That's
I don't
know
what the big deal is. But you just don't blow me off. You know what I mean? It's so rude.
I understand being canceled on is a bummer. I will say, in his defense, the Lightning are a pretty big deal here in Tampa Bay, especially with their record. And it is the playoffs.
It's the playoffs.
So
yeah, but who cares? Really?
You don't. I know that.
But I get it, because if you're not a fan of the Lightning and, your man wants to watch the game rather than spend time with you. Yeah,
I don't even know if he's my man, but it was just like, we're trying to get to know each other. And he was like, seemed like a really great guy, but he was like, got to go watch the game with my friends. I'm like, what part am I? It's like, really?
All right, well, listen, I didn't know that part. I didn't even know you guys had something actually scheduled. He didn't tell us that. We actually have Aaron on the phone. Laura, I want to bring him back on. Aaron?
Hi, yeah.
Hey, man, my question for you, first of all, is when did you cancel? Did you cancel the day of on her?
No, this wasn't like I canceled the day of. I gave her a couple days' notice. I apologized. I was like, I forgot. There's a game. It's a big deal for my friends and I, and,
Okay, it wasn't a couple of days. It was just like not even 24 hours.
Day or two ahead of time. It wasn't last minute.
It wasn't day of.
No, it wasn't
the day of,
but it was definitely the day before day of.
Okay.
And I apologized, and I said I'm sorry, but, it's a big game. It's the playoffs, and, it's something that I do with my friends, and it's important to us.
Yeah, but Aaron, you want to get to know me? That was my whole thing. I mean, it was like we both met up. We had a great time. And I want to get to know. But you know what? The fact that you canceled on me, I have a problem with. Sorry, I'm not a hockey fan. I don't get the sport. I don't understand the sport.
It sounds like you're a little high maintenance. And, the world does not revolve around you, unfortunately.
I don't expect it to have it, revolve around me. But I do expect the person I'm going out with to show a little respect. And it's like, look, you know how busy I am. And it's like, I took that time off to go out with you. Do you get that?
I apologize, but it's the playoffs, and, something that I needed to do. And
if we continue this, Aaron, if we've continued this, it's like you would just be like canceling on me all the time because your friends are like, hey, let's go watch the basketball playoffs, or hey, let's go watch this play. It's like, really? Are you ever going to put me first in the relationship? Which is like, not seem like it's going to happen.
You're jumping to a lot of conclusions there. I mean, it was one game that I forgot about. I mean, it's not like, relax here. We're not married.
Off. It's like, it's like, no. So you can, I don't know. You can just have your hockey and just not me, I think.
Well, it sounds like you're very extra, and maybe Maybe I don't.
I am extra. That's why I'm so great. And I don't understand why you don't want to get to know me.
I wanted to get to know you. I just needed one day. I had to cancel once. I mean, it's
yeah, but you know, how often do you see your friends, Aaron? I'm sure you guys get together all the time, right? This is
right,
a new relationship.
The playoffs are not all the time.
Yeah, let me jump in here.
Please.
Laura, I mean, are you saying one strike and he's out, basically? Not to use a sports reference, my bad. Would you consider going on another date with him?
Absolutely not. I've got to be first in his life, and I don't think I'd be able to.
Oh, okay. All right.
You
heard what you had to say. I think that may have, you know, changed your mind about things. Probably, right?
I think I dodged a bullet. If she wants to be the center of the universe after, you know, one date.
Just your universe. That's it.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, listen, yeah. I appreciate you coming on with us. Go Bolts. And I am sorry it's not going to work out. I appreciate your time today, Laura. Thank you, Aaron, as well. We got you some answers. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. Take care. I mean, I understand being canceled on, right? But at the same time, she definitely was, hey, I want to be the center of your universe. And that's a lot to say after one date.
I mean, everybody knows this time of the year, the world revolves around Steven Stamkos. It's yes. just the way that it is. She needs to understand. And then in a few months, it'll be Tom Brady.
Yes.
Yeah, she's not a hockey fan at all, which is totally fine. And that was what she saw it as. You canceled on me. That's it. There was no excuse for it. But I don't know. I feel like she kind of went off on a couple different tangents that had nothing to do with hockey.
I think that couples are going to fight about this, I mean, a lot. I mean, I was actually surprised that Paul came to Tim McGraw with me because I knew the hockey game was on. And he's like, no, I'll come. And I was like, wow, I'm really surprised because guys want to watch the sports when they're on.
All right, well, let's see what you think. 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Should this have been a deal breaker for Laura? We want to know. All right, we're talking about the 715, a second date update. Aaron and Laura were on it, and Laura was not having it because they actually had a second date plan, but Aaron canceled it because, hey, I forgot the Lightning game was on. Gave her a couple days heads up. That's important, I think, to say, not the day of. And she goes, I don't care about hockey. I can't believe you did that. And I'm a big deal, quote. And you shouldn't have hung up on me. You should have canceled on me.
She was exhausting. And it's like you listen to her and, you know, as women, you can kind of be like, oh, my gosh, I know I've had similar conversations. But, man, I hope I don't sound like that.
All right. So we're going to get your reactions right now. Annette in Lithia, tell me what you think about this.
Well, here's my first opinion. Unless it's your children or Jesus, you don't get to come first after one time. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just good Lord. She needs to, like, come off of whatever she is on. I don't know. But one date and you want to be first? I mean, I get it if you've been dating for, like, you know, a while and you're exclusive. But after one date, no, girlfriend. Uh-uh. You need to calm down.
I think Lana said it, too, is she was exhausting.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, she was. And she wouldn't, like, stop talking long enough for him to get a word in edgewise. So, I mean.
Yeah.
Dude, I think you did yourself a favor by not pursuing it further. Let
yeah.
her go.
I think he's feeling the same way. Well, I appreciate you calling, Annette. Have a great day.
Bye, Annette.
Thanks.
All right, we got Linda in Lakeland. Talk to me, Linda.
Well, my thought to this is, I think she's very, very insecure. Anyone that has to be number one after 20 dates has got a problem, let alone one. And I think he definitely dodged a bullet. She's a little extra.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he said, too. She's definitely a little extra and not in a great way.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, okay. No. You know, there's number one in a lot of things, but anybody that's got to be that, in my opinion, is very, very insecure. So.
Absolutely.
All right, Linda, you have a great day.
Those things to somebody on a first date.
Right. Amanda's in Valrico. Amanda, I can't wait to hear what you think.
My husband actually canceled on me our first date 20 minutes before it was supposed to start.
Okay.
Ooh, what happened?
It's never good.
He was going to a poker game that he forgot about. So he called and said that he couldn't make it, and he didn't tell me why at first, so... I was all about, like, you know, I'm never gonna see this man again. And then he kind of, you know, texts me again. I was like, oh, I'll give him a second try. And And we've been married for 9 years.
Hey.
Obviously, you didn't sound like Laura did on the other end.
Well, and also, no, I think it's important. I pointed out the fact that it wasn't the day of, like 20 minutes before, like you said. I mean, that would be a little bit more egregious. But also, you gave her a couple days heads up. Like, hey, I forgot about this. Can we reschedule?
So, right.
I mean, and it wasn't the first date either. It was the second date. All right, Amanda. Well, you are a good person, and I'm glad it worked out for you guys. You have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
All right, we put this guy on hold for long enough. If you missed the 7:15 second date update, you can hear it on our Instagram and Facebook page a little bit later. But let's do Brian Kelly right now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Getting your day started with Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
They're the first thing I turn on.
All morning.
With JR, Lana, and Kevin on 99.5 QYK.
Well, he's going to be at the Dallas Bowl on Friday night. I'm talking about Brian Kelly from Florida Georgia Line. And he's been hanging out in Florida, and we got him on the phone right now. Brian, I appreciate you coming home and hanging out in Florida.
Hey, thankful to, when I moved to Nashville, when I first moved to Nashville back in 2007, that was my main goal was, hey, one day I want to be, quote, successful enough to own a piece of dirt in Florida and kind of hub and anchor out of there. And, me and Brittany are just feeling super blessed to, call Florida home and go to Nashville when need be to work and knock stuff out. But there's nothing like Florida, man. It's home. That's where, I'm born and raised and just very grateful.
Now, I don't want to give up your favorite spots, but if you had to be a tour guide, what's the beach that you recommend, and what's like the best beach restaurant or bar that you would recommend?
Oh, gosh.
Now, don't give up your secret spot. I don't want anybody coming over there and fanning on you.
He's mostly on the East Coast anyway.
That's a tough one. The thing I love about Florida is it's so diverse and it's so different and spread out. You get a whole different vibe and view and landscape in the Panhandle, which is Northwest Florida. You can venture out, the East Coast into South Florida. That's a whole different vibe. And even down in the Keys. So, Isla Mirada, Key West, those are some of my favorite spots.
Mm-hmm.
Love the Panhandle. That whole stretch is absolutely gorgeous. Apalachicola, Florida is one of my favorite pin drops. Oyster City Brewing Company is literally just such a great vibe. Great small coastal town with a lot of heart. I would just encourage anybody that wants to visit Florida to take some time, if you can, and road trip and just check out all that it has to offer.
Well, we have a lot of great little spots right here in the Tampa Bay area for you to check out as well, for sure. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, a little place called the Dallas Bowl that I think you are familiar with, kind of coming back to your roots a little bit, man.
Man, it's so exciting to kind of circle back to some of these venues that we came up with. FGL to do it solo is a cherry on top, man. And I'm really looking forward to it, really looking forward to connecting with fans. And I'm just excited to bring the party wherever I go and the vibe and, my music and really watch these songs come to life. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we are too. And I know sometimes when you kind of venture out on your own, especially when you've been with such a successful group like Florida Georgia Line, you're taking a risk, obviously, by doing this. But BK, it sounds like in every video I've seen, are you posting? It looks like you're just really, really happy that you're kind of being able to take this outlet for yourself.
Man, I am. You nailed it. This has been a dream of mine for, since I moved to Nashville, and just grateful for the opportunity to, create a lane for myself and really challenge myself, and just always try to get better. And this is something that's been on my heart and my mind. And man, I kind of knew deep down in my gut that God had opened up a door, and, the creativity and song ideas and inspiration was just hard to avoid. I go, mm-hmm. This is kind of my next step. And I had that same feeling in my gut, when I knew I needed to move to Nashville, and I knew, Brittany was the girl I was going to marry, and all these big life steps, it's that same feeling of time to jump. And I'm excited to build this thing and kind of starting from ground zero again, just trying to keep a sunshine state of mind and work hard and just enjoy the process, enjoy the whole ride,
Yeah, we're excited for you. Talking to Brian Kelly right now, going to be at the Dallas Bowl on Friday. All right, it's time to get to the hard-hitting questions. Lana, go ahead and take it away with the dog questions. Go ahead.
I just want to know, how are the dogs doing? I remember the first time you got Smoke and Stone, they were just puppies.
Yeah.
You started out with those, and then you got Sunday, and there's all these animals you and Brittany have had.
Hey, I told you, these are hard-hitting questions, Brian. This is what you wanted to ask about.
It was so funny because when they came in, I was sitting there playing with their dogs, and everybody's like, are you going to come over here and say hi to BK and Tyler? I'm like, no, I'm just going to sit here and play with the dogs. And so when they come in town, I always get them toys and stuff when they come into town. So.
Yeah, dog therapy. There's nothing like dogs. I mean, they're our family. They're our kids right now. You know, we don't have any kids yet. And they're actually back home with our trainer at our house for this first run. Just because we're about to be super busy and everything, and they're kind of out there. You know, they got their routine at the house, and it's all gated and super safe and all that stuff. But, yeah, we already miss them. We left them last night, and every time we leave them, if they don't come with us, it is like leaving a child, you know?
Well, keep posting those pictures because I love watching those dogs.
She likes animals more than people, Brian. I'm not messing around right now.
I can relate.
Yes, absolutely. So I just love the new album, Sunshine State of Mind. I mean, Brian, you totally get it. Being from Florida, it's got that Florida vibe, the ocean, the waves, the sand. You're a Florida guy.
That's right. You know, and I grew up in Ormond Beach, Florida, Volusia County, and, you know, I'm not many people know this. I went to Seabreeze High School, which is right across the beach, and we were the Fighting Sand Crabs. And
you know,
I come by it honestly. You know, we grew up 10 minutes from the beach, 10 minutes from the woods. So, you know, if it was a nice day, going to the beach. If not, maybe going mudding out at, you know, Catfish or Rima Ridge or some, you know, backcountry trails and getting the truck dirty. So it literally was the best of both worlds. And to be able to channel, you know, my life currently and, you know, stuff from growing up as a kid and where I want to take this in the future, that's just what the album's about, you know, and I'm just grateful that it's out. I'm looking forward to getting some more out here at some point this year and just trying to keep things creative and enjoy it, you know.
Well, man, I'm glad you're from Florida because I feel like this would be kind of a more difficult process if you were from like North Dakota or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it'd be a whole
nother
album, you know.
Be a lot colder. North Dakota Boy Forever.
Yeah, North Dakota Boy Forever. Speaking of that song, Florida Boy Forever, I want to play that right now. And then, Brian, I want to ask you a couple questions about kind of the state of Florida Georgia Line. Can you hang on? Can we do that?
Yeah.
All right, man, I appreciate it. Here we go. Florida Boy Forever. It is Brian Kelly going to be at the Dallas Bowl on Friday. It's 99.5 QYK. Florida Boy Forever, Brian Kelly of Florida Georgia Line. That is part of his solo project called Sunshine State of Mind. Brian, I want to ask you this question respectfully, and I really do mean this. Where are you guys at? I saw some dates for FGL. How is that going? How's that relationship, and how's that collaboration with you guys?
Man, it's good. You know, we've got, I think at this point, 10 or 11 more shows this year. And, you know, we're taking a break after that. So if you want to see us, this year is the year to do it. And, you know, I don't know after that what the plan is. Okay. You know, it's not clear to me.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, you know, we're brothers. So we'll always have each other's backs and support. And that's what it should be, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And I really appreciate you answering that question, man, because I think people want to know that. And I will say this. We love you guys as a group, but we also think you guys are two really cool individuals. So
very talented,
very happy for you, man. And we can't wait to say what up to you at the Dallas Bowl May 13th, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank y'all, man. Y'all making the hair on my arm stand up. Me and Tyler and each individually, we appreciate all the support. And, you know, I think this is the next natural step. You know, kind of didn't expect this to happen. We're excited. Tyler's killing the writing game. I think he's also working on an album. I don't know when that's coming out, but can't wait to hear it and see what that does. And like you said, I think we're both two unique individuals. I love what we both do separate. I love what we do together. And it's cool to give our fans and all the fans something different, you know? And so I think this is a version of that.
But very cool, man. And you guys have helped a lot of artists together and individually. So it's really, really neat to see you guys doing your thing. And most importantly, you've got a dog sitter here in Tampa and Lana. So
yes. Anytime.
Hey, brother.
Love it.
Be well, love to the family, and we'll see you soon, all right?
Back at y'all. Can't wait to see you at the Dallas Bowl, y'all. Let's go.
We'll be there. See you, dude.
See ya.
Bye. All right, we're going to have more of those tickets coming up for you tomorrow, 6:20. We'll do it with our secret celebrity. But I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that they're on good terms. I mean, I think he was giving us an honest answer right there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Brian released, you know, that album. And it's, like I said, it's just so Florida, so beachy. Like, if you're out on the boat or out at the beach or hanging out at the pool, it's one of those, you know, great albums to listen to. And a little tease for 810, we actually have new music from Tyler Hubbard that is coming next week, and I have a little clip for you that I am going to play for you, so it's good.
All right, so excited to see him, and I'm happy for the guy. You know, I'm happy for both of them, because I think you got to remember, they did start out alone before they became a group, so I think when you get to the point where it's, you've been doing it, you know, as a group for so long, it's like, you know what, I remember those dreams I had, or remember those ideas I had where it was just kind of me at one point. I think that's cool for them. I'm excited for them, and like he said, there's dates available. They're still going to perform, and they're going to take a little break. But at the end of the day, he says he's rooting for him, and the other guy's rooting for Tyler's rooting for Brian. And I like the fact that they're going to get that stuff behind him, and they'll rejoin at some point.
Absolutely. So. And for those of you that are heading out to the Dallas Bowl, you'll remember the last time Florida Georgia, the first and last time I think it was that they played the Dallas Bowl. The Dallas Bowl had booked them, and then they blew up. I mean, they blew up fast. And so the show was like their first show only ever at the Dallas Bowl, and it was packed because they were already on fire. So this will be the second time that Brian's actually come back to the Dallas Bowl. So it's going to be a great show.
Very cool. All right, let's talk about money. $500 keyword, QYK, $500 Phillips. So everything's more expensive right now. Groceries, gas, just you name it, it's more expensive. So you could use some extra money. We want to give that to you. Something worth mentioning, though. If you enter the keyword I give you at 8 o'clock on the app or 995QIK.com, you're in to win
$10,000.
All right? So it's coming up for you. 8 o'clock, I got you.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, this Friday, Miranda Lambert, Little Big Town, Cadillac 3 all coming to do a show at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. Another chance for you to win tickets coming up at 11. And the Cadillac 3's drummer, Neil Mason, he actually just came down for COVID, which is a real bummer, obviously, because they just started this tour. But instead of bowing out, he actually asked fellow drummer Caleb Crosby. He is going to step in for him. So no changes for the show on Friday. Everything's good. Everything will run as normal. 7 p.m. is when Cadillac 3 will hit the stage. Little Big Town will hit at 8. Miranda hits at 9:20. And then Miranda and Little Big Town actually almost do 45 minutes together at the end. So
can I just make mention that it's worth getting there at 7 o'clock, because the Cadillac 3, even though there's only three of them, you're going to think it's the Zac Brown Band. Like, yeah, they sound so loud. They rock. They are unbelievable. They're a lot of fun. And talk about getting warmed up. You will be jacked by the time they leave the stage.
Absolutely. All right, 7 o'clock. And all that is posted at 995QIK.com. Carrie Underwood is going to return to American Idol. She's going to serve as a mentor for the top 5 contestants. She is going to do that, though, live from her home from Las Vegas residency. She starts that residency tomorrow, and that runs through May 21st. American Idol airs on Sundays and Mondays at 8 p.m. on ABC. Elle King and Miranda have joined the lineup for the Billboard Music Awards that is going on this Sunday night. That'll be at 8 o'clock on NBC. This will be hosted by Sean Diddy Combs. Ooh. So this is all genres of music. So tons of people like Ed Sheeran, Travis Scott, Chili Peppers, Morgan Wallen will all be on the Billboard Music Awards. And Tyler Hubbard, we just talked to BK. We asked him about Tyler. He said, yeah, he's got some new music coming out. And we finally are getting some information about this new music. We got a clip of one of the songs. It didn't say the name, so I don't want to say the name because I might.
Was this on Instagram? This is the one they put on Instagram?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, this is awesome. The one that they put on Instagram. Now, there's not him singing, but
that's what I love about him. That.
It's a little bit of Instagram. Well, just take a listen. So I will say,
it's a hit. Gotta be.
I will say that I did get to hear 2 of his songs, and they're really, really good. So we'll probably get to hear his new single next Friday.
That was hilarious, by music. The fact that he put that up yesterday, I was listening to it, and I go, "What are we doing?"
I know.
Yeah, where's the voice part?
Give us a little something. Yeah, come on.
But I mean, Tyler Hubbard is one of those guys that he could sing whatever.
But if Luke Combs is putting out stuff where you get to hear his voice, come on. What are we doing?
I know. It's. I
don't understand that. But anyway, whatever.
I mean, we know what it's going to sound like.
You heard it, but I mean, why can't we hear it? That's my whole thing.
And it's funny. I was like, oh, it sounds like Florida Georgia Line. You know? I mean, it was.
Well, it should.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, oh, it sounds like Tyler Hubbard singing a. It was just a little bit slower than some FGL stuff. All right. And finally, Rascal Flatts, we're all hoping that they'll get back together someday. Well, Jay DeMarcus's wife, Allison, she said, you know, because of COVID, that kind of can't had the band had to cancel their farewell tour and they went their separate direction. She goes, but I do believe that they will be back together once again because they're all still friends and partners in business and they had such a strong run for a long, long time. So don't rule it out. You may see the boys back on stage again for like a farewell tour. You know, Kiss has done it, what, like 12 times already, the farewell tour? Brooks and Dunn have done the farewell tour. So, I mean, Motley Crue's done the farewell tour a couple of times. I mean, everybody's doing it, so.
Well, I think it comes down to like, hey, by the way, I know we did our solo careers, but remember how much money we were making back in that day?
Exactly. Let's,
come on, we can put up with each other for 10 dates? Come on, we have separate buses.
I'm still healthy. Heck, if the Rolling Stones are doing it, we can do it, you know? All right, that's your Music Minute.
All right, thank you, Lana. Let's talk about it. Miranda Lambert, 4 tickets, not just 2, 4 tickets for her show on Friday. Like she mentioned, Little Big Town going to be there, as well as the Cadillac 3. We're playing a little game next called If You Want to Go, You Got to Know the Show. Hang on. Who can
it be now? If you want to go, you got to know the show.
All right, Chris in Spring Hill right now playing our game. If you want to go, you got to know the show. Now, Chris, I'm assuming that you listen to the show quite often, correct?
I do.
Okay.
This morning I was working.
Well, it doesn't have to do with anything. This has to do with everything you have heard on this show. So it's kind of like our characteristics of each other. So I'm going to read you some facts about us, and you got to tell me if it's me, JR, or Lana, or Kevin, okay?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Chris, confidence. Come on. I know you're hiding in your cubicle right now, but let me get some confidence from you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you want fact number 1, 2, or 3?
Let's do number 3.
Number 3 says, I once ordered over $100 worth of stuff online, but forgot to make sure the shipping address was correct, and it went to my old house that I had sold over a year ago. Now, talk a lot about like technology on this show. So do you think it's JR, Lana, or Kevin?
I think it's got to be Lana.
It's got to be Lana.
Yes.
Have a story, Lana?
Yeah, I literally had to go to my old house, knock on the door, and be like, hey, do you have my... It was from, like, the vitamin store or whatever, my vitamins. I'm like, do you have them? And she's like, I do have a couple of boxes. Yeah. So I ended up getting it. They ended up...
Been great. She was like, they're delicious.
Yeah. I was like, I can't believe they didn't open them. They kept them.
Oh, so, I love it. Well, good great. People that you sold your home to. All right, do you want one more to get this? Clue 1 or 2?
Let's do number 1.
Number 1 is, I went to the very first Rays game, and I still have the ticket. Is it JR, Lana, or Kevin?
Ooh. Kevin.
Kevin, born and raised here. When did the Rays start here, Kevin?
1998.
And how do you know that?
Because I still have my ticket from March 31st, 1998. By the way, they were known as the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. The ticket is a commemorative ticket. It is about a foot tall, and it is in the shape of a devil ray.
Hey,
I still have it in the original like thing they handed out for you to display.
Nice.
I still have it on display in my house. They played the Detroit Tigers that day.
Look at my gosh.
Glad you were paying attention. Very nice. Hey, Chris. You just went from zero confidence to all the confidence in the world because you are going to Miranda Lambert.
Yeah.
See?
Thank you.
You listen. You had to know to go to the show, and now you're going to the show. 4 tickets to see Miranda, Little Big Town, and the Cadillac 3. Chris, who are you taking with you?
My hubby, and I don't know yet.
All right. I love hearing that because then you start figuring out, all right, who's been a good friend lately?
Yep.
Right. Call the kids. What do we do? All right. So you get to think about that. Hang on for me. We'll get y'all hooked up, okay?
Okay, thanks.
There you go. See, she was quiet.
Yeah.
She was worried about it, and she nailed it. Great facts about both of you. Love it. All right, we'll play again tomorrow at 8:25. More Miranda Lambert tickets coming up for you after 11 o'clock with Keith. All right, you texted that keyword in worth $500. We got the winner for you next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, and the ACMC MA winner, 24-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers.
USF grad.
Go Bulls.
His name is Kevin Evil. He has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Game 5 tonight, Tampa Bay Lightning, Toronto Maple Leafs. The game is at 7:30, ESPN2. Whoever wins will be up 3-2 in the series. That is this tied. So go Bolts. If they win tonight, they can come back. Win game 6, win the series. Let's keep my fingers crossed for that.
And they're pretty good off a loss. But we won last game.
We won last game. But yeah, it's gone back and forth. It's been loss, win, loss, win. So let's just hope it's another win. And then that's it.
Let's go Bolts.
So it's National Nurses Week. This runs through this coming Thursday. And there's a bunch of good stuff out there for nurses, as in freebies and good deals. If you're an Amazon member, they get 4 free medical drama books to celebrate nurses via Prime Reading. So there's 4 free there. Adidas offering 30% off in-store and online, 20% off at the Adidas factory outlet stores. You need good sneakers.
Sure you do.
For to being a nurse. Trust me, I've watched my wife go through many, many pairs over the years. Lululemon, nurses can get 15% off in-store and online. Outback. Hello.
Oh, man. It's made for your family.
I know where Kevin's going this week. He's got a nurse in the family.
Nurses, doctors, and medical staff, 10% off their bill every day through Nurses Week through Thursday with a valid ID. And nurses can save 20% off all Ring doorbell products. Oh, so those come in definitely very handy. Florida Highway Patrol Officer Tony Shuck. You remember her?
Oh, yeah.
She
oh,
nice. Stopped the wrong way driver that was headed to the Skyway 10K. That happened on March the 6th. Well, she was named Officer of the Month for March 2022 from the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund.
Wow, that's awesome.
So it's great that she's being honored not just here locally in the Tampa Bay area, but nationally for what she did to save all those, who knows what would have happened if she didn't do what she did.
An amazing woman.
An absolutely amazing woman. And finally, Lana, this is, I'm going to need your help on this one. There is a new restaurant opening today. It's called Finn's Dockside. It's happening in Apollo Beach. It opens at 3 p.m. this afternoon. It's on Apollo Beach Boulevard, which is next to the Marina and Circles. They have 15 boat slips for boat parking, so that should be fun. Just pull your boat up.
Yeah, it's another place we can go for those of us that have a boat.
That's right. The menu, mostly coastal favorites, fresh seafood. They do have sandwiches, burgers, and salads. This is important for Lana. Dogs are welcome.
Yes, that's right.
But there's an area that's in the lower area next to the docks. That's where they're allowed. They're not, there's certain places where they can't
go. And those of us that live in that area have been so excited. Or those of us who have boats, we're always looking for a new waterfront restaurant to take your boat to. So this is a big restaurant. I actually got a chance to look at it a little bit last week.
Hey.
And it's beautiful. I mean, they've got inside the air conditioning and then outside is like a tiki bar, so it's amazing. I'm so excited. Hopefully I can go up there at 3 o'clock this afternoon and check it out again. It's gonna be packed.
All right, voted over there on Cinco, didn't you?
We did. Yeah, we went
romantic
over there.
Night.
Yeah. Well, and I had Louie with me, and I was like, oh,
even
my
more
gosh.
Romantic.
And I said, I've got my dog. They're like, no, dogs are good down here. So a lot of people boat with their dogs, and a lot of places you can't take your dog. So it's nice you can bring him, and he can stay down in the bottom area. Not allowed in the restaurant or in the tiki dock area, but very, very cool. Super stoked about Finn's opening in Apollo Beach today.
So again, Finn's Dockside, Apollo Beach, opening today at 3 p.m. It's on Apollo Beach Boulevard. You'll find Lana there. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the book. Yes, sir.
Go Bolts. And by the way, we've mentioned it, but we need to definitely give a round of applause for Kevin's wife because she is a nurse and it is Nurse Appreciation Week. So, Jenny, you are a superstar and we appreciate you so much. And I know that Kevin does. And congratulations, you're going to the Outback.
Get her some new shoes.
Exactly.
All right, so we talked to Brian Kelly of Florida Georgia Line earlier today. He's going to be at the Dallas Bowl on Friday. And we respectfully had to ask him what's going on with him and Tyler and the future of FGL. We're going to play it for you next on QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew at 99.5 QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin, thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you. Just want to remind you, now listen, school's about to be out. Maybe you got a little vacation. Maybe you got some kids' summer camps. You don't have to wear a mask in the airport anymore. So maybe you're planning a little vacay, and let us help you with that. $500 is going to be up for grabs again at 10 o'clock when we give you a keyword. So just about 20 minutes away from that. Now, also want to mention that if you enter the keyword on our app, free to download, okay? Do it on the QYK app or enter it at 995QYK.com. You are in to win $10,000. So life-changing for sure. So be ready for that. Coming up at 10 o'clock, we will give you a keyword. Like I said, if you text it in, 45911 is the text line. Text it in. You have a chance at $500. If you enter it on the app or the website, a chance at $10,000. Mm-hmm. So we want to get you paid. All right, Lana, also something. We have Miranda Lambert tickets coming up after 11 o'clock. And of course, you being an animal lover, she being an animal lover, something cool she's doing.
Yeah, she's asking, of course, she has her Mutt Nation, which she helps so many shelter animals and shelters. So she's asking that when you come to the show, if you can bring, you know, some food or toys or any of that, even, you know, monetary donation. She's going to have a big thing set up right there at Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. And she's going to take donations for animals that are going to help local animals here in our area and then all over the place, too. And she's kind of teamed up with Tractor Supply to do that. So while you're getting your outfits ready for the Miranda show and as you guys are filling up the cooler and all that kind of stuff, you know, maybe stop and grab some dog food or, you know, maybe some dog toys or stuff like that for some of the shelter pets as well, because we love to help out those animals that need homes here in the Bay Area. So
absolutely. All right, Kevin, give me a highlight of the show for you.
It's got to be talking to Brian Kelly. He'll be at the Dallas Bowl on Friday night. He's obviously from Florida Georgia Line. And we had to, well, you guys had to ask, what's the future of FGL? Because it's up in the air, and he was very candid with his answer, and I appreciate him answering the question the way he could have. So it's up on our Facebook and Instagram, so please check out the interview with Brian Kelly from FGL.
Mm-hmm. All right. Remember, chance of $500 coming up for you at 10 o'clock. It's a good day to have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, Shar, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.